Hi everybody, it's Magella here from Kilkenny County Council Library Service, and today I'm going to read you a story all about the President. So today's story is called The President's Surprise, and it's by Peter Donnelly and published by Gill Books. Okay, so let's get started. Today was a very special day. It was the President's birthday, and there was going to be a very big party. "Now, Honeybun," said the President's wife, "you go out for a nice long walk while we get everything ready. And don't forget, you be back by 5 o'clock." So off the President went. He decided to walk his dogs in the Phoenix Park. But in fact, I think it was the other way around, and his dogs were walking him. Poor President. All around Áras an Uachtaráin, the work began for the President's party. The President's pigeon flew high up on the rooftop, where he hung lots of green, white and orange bunting. Inside, the President's wife planned where everybody was going to sit. "We have two guests called Mary," she thought. "I'll place one on either side of the President. I'm sure they'll have lots of interesting things to talk about." Do you know who the two Marys were? Outside, the butler was busy polishing the front door. Nice and shiny, that's the way he liked things to look. After all, it was the most important front door in Ireland. Meanwhile, the President stopped off at Farmley House for some tea and scones. Oh, how nice. Back at the Áras, Mrs. Mullins, the housekeeper, dusted the picture frames. There were lots of people, famous people, on the walls. Maybe her portrait would be up there too someday. In the kitchen, the two chefs prepared some very delicious treats, including a very special birthday cake. They were happy because it seemed like everything was going to plan. At the Wellington Monument, the President had found the perfect spot to practice his yoga, and everybody who was there joined in. Suddenly, the President's wife noticed the time. It was 5 o'clock. Surely the President should be home by now. Where could he have got to, she wondered. At the front gates, the guests began to arrive. The President's pigeon counted the line of fancy cars as they entered the Áras. There were even presidents from other countries. Inside, the guests waited for the President. They waited and waited and waited. But the President was nowhere to be seen. Where could he have got to? "Oh dear," said the President's wife. "Do you think the President could have forgotten all about his own birthday party?" Everybody looked so disappointed when suddenly the most amazing thing happened. Surprise! Out of the birthday cake jumped the President himself. And what a surprise that was. There was really no need to worry. The President would never forget his very own birthday party. So that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll join us again soon. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.